This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The UN says a quarter of Gaza's population is one step from famine and aid trucks are looted. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
UN humanitarian coordinator Ramesh Rajasingham told the UN Security Council,
"Unfortunately, as grim as the picture we see today, there is every possibility for further deterioration."
Maurizio Martina, the head of the UN's Food and Agriculture Organization, said,
"Since 9 October, the government of Israel's reinforced blockade has included stopping or restricting food, electricity and fuel supply, as well as commercial goods. The entire food supply chain has been affected."
UN officials have said that the situation has gotten so bad that desperation for food has resulted in some aid trucks being shot at and looted. I'm Karen Shamas.
President Joe Biden implored the top four leaders of Congress Tuesday to act quickly to avoid a looming government shutdown early next month and to pass emergency aid for Ukraine and Israel. VOA's Rick Pantaleo has more.
President Biden hosted House Speaker Mike Johnson, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, and Vice President Kamala Harris in the Oval Office Tuesday.
"We got a lot of work to do. We got to figure out how we're going to keep funding the government, which is an important problem, an important solution we need to find, and I think we can do that. And Ukraine, I think the need is urgent. I hope you can speak to that a little bit."
Apart from the national security package, government funding for agriculture, transportation, military construction, and some veterans services expires Friday. Funding for the rest of the government, including the Pentagon, the Department of Homeland Security, and the State Department, expires a week later on March 8th. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at voanews.com 24 hours a day.